Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Al Weiss. Batting second. The third baseman, Dick Kenworthy. Batting third. The right fielder, Ken Berry. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Tommy Agee. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Tommy McGraw. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Pete Ward. Batting eighth. The catcher, Dwayne Josephson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Horlan. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Joe Horlan. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Paul Blair. Batting second. The second baseman, Mark Bellinger. Batting third. The right fielder, Frank Robinson. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Boog Powell. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Kurt Blefary. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting eighth. The catcher, Vic Rosnovsky. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Steve Barber. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Steve Barber. And now, play ball. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss strikes out. One out. Dick Kenworthy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kenworthy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Ward. Blair reaches second base with a double. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger bunts in front of the plate. Josephson fields it and throws to first for the out. Blair moves to third. One out. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson takes first base on ball four. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Blair. Hansen reaches second base with a double. Tommy McGraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGraw strikes out. Two outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Kurt Blefary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blefary hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Vic Rosnovsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosnovsky hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Horland fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Horland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horland bunts towards first. Powell scoops it up and throws to first, with Bellinger covering, for the out. Josephson moves to second. One out. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 0-for-1 in the game. Weiss hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Kenworthy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kenworthy is 0-for-1 in the game. Kenworthy hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Steve Barber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barber strikes out. One out. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Blair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kenworthy fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 0-for-0 in the game. Bellinger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-1 in the game. Berry hits a fly ball towards right. Robinson settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Robinson. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0-for-1 in the game. Agee hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kenworthy fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jimmy Stewart now playing second base. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-1 in the game. Powell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Robinson moves to second. Kurt Bulfari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bulfari is 0-for-1 in the game. Bulfari hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stewart misplays the ball. That's an error on Stewart. Robinson moves to third. Powell moves to second. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-1 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Russ Snyder now playing right field. Tommy McGraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGraw is 0 for 1 in the game. McGraw takes first base on ball 4. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes McGraw. The throw from Rosnovsky and he is safe. McGraw steals second. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 1 in the game. Ward strikes out. One out. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. McGraw moves to third. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Josephson hits a ball on the ground towards second. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. McGraw scores. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 1-0, White Sox. Joe Horlan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Josephson moves to second. Joe Horlan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horlan is 0 for 0 in the game. Horlan hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Josephson moves to third. Two outs. Jimmy Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Josephson scores. It's 2-0, White Sox. Dick Kenworthy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kenworthy is 0 for 2 in the game. Kenworthy hits a line drive into left field. Bulfari picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Bulfari. Stewart goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. It's 3-0, White Sox. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Powell settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Powell. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 2 in the game. Berry hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Vic Rosnovsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosnovsky is 0 for 1 in the game. Rosnovsky hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stewart fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Davey Johnson pinch hits for Steve Barber. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson strikes out. One out. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Blair hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Stewart settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 0 for 1 in the game. Bellinger hits a fly ball into right field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Harden now pitching. Davey Johnson now playing second base. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0 for 2 in the game. Agee hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Hansen takes first base on ball 4. Tommy McGraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGraw is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes McCraw. The throw from Rosnovsky and he is safe. McCraw steals second. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 2 in the game. Ward hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a fly ball into center field. A.G. settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ken Worthy fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw scoops it up and throws to first, with Horland covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Josephson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Horland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Josephson. The throw from Rosnovsky and he is out, Aparicio applying the tag. One out. Joe Horland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horland is 0 for 1 in the game. Horland strikes out. Two outs. Jimmy Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Stewart hits a pop-up towards third. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Wayne Causey now playing second base. Kurt Bulfari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bulfari is 0 for 2 in the game. Bulfari hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bulfari for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 2 in the game. Aparicio hits a fly ball into center field. A.G. settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vic Rosnovsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosnovsky is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Rosnovsky strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dick Kenworthy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kenworthy is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kenworthy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Don Buford pinch runs for Dick Kenworthy. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Buford. The throw from Rosnovsky and he is safe. Buford steals second. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 3 in the game. Berry hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Buford scores. Berry moves to second. It's 4 to nothing, White Sox. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0 for 3 in the game. Agee strikes out. One out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Hansen strikes out. Two outs. Tommy McGraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGraw is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, McGraw hits a pop-up towards third. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Don Buford now playing third base. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Blair hits a fly ball into left field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andy Echeverrin pinch hits for Jim Harden. Andy Echeverrin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Echeverrin hits a fly ball into right field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 1 in the game. Snyder hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnson moves to third. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Robinson hits a fly ball into left field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Fisher now pitching. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 3 in the game. Ward hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Josephson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ward moves to third. Joe Horlan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horlan is 0 for 2 in the game. Horlan hits a fly ball into left field. Bulfari settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Ward tags and scores. One out. It's 5 to nothing, White Sox. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Powell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Causey for the out. Josephson moves to second. Two outs. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards first. McGraw scoops it up and throws to first, with Horlan covering, for the out. One out. Kurt Bulfari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bulfari is 0 for 3 in the game. Bulfari hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 3 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen misplays the ball. That's an error on Hansen. Vic Rosnovsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosnovsky is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Rosnovsky hits a fly ball into center field. AG settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 5, and Baltimore Orioles, 0. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.